Pnimius in the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Memtes. On Memtes Amid Beis, the Gemara traps itself kind of in the circle of trying to figure out between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a shear is a kibitzah and who holds its kazayas. First it brings a source that makes it seem like Rabbi Meir holds its kazayas, Rabbi Yehuda holds the kibitzah is considered like a chashav amount, and then quotes the rest of the other way. So, you know, the Gemara says that we're going to have to figure out who's right, right? What happened is Mechlefes Hashita, that the opinions got reversed, meaning one of them, you know, in the way it was passed over, the tradition, they accidentally made a mistake. So then Abai says, no, hold on. Li'olam lo tevav, don't mess with, you know, don't flip their opinions. Hacha b'kraya plige. It's a machlokus in how they understand the psukim. Why? Because Rabbi Meir says, v'yachalta, that the word v'yachalta is referring to, zu achila, is referring to eating, v'savata, and being satisfied, zu shesia, that's talking about drinking. So, therefore, he'll say, v'achila b'kazayis. Eating is a kazayis. The shear for achila is kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't divide up the pasuk into achalta v'savata. Rather, v'yachalta v'savata, together, you should eat and be satisfied. What does that mean? That means that any achila is achila sheyesh ba sevia. That, you know, we're talking about an eating that brings you to a state of sevia, brings you to a state of being satisfied, a state of satisfaction. So what is a filling eating? Vezazu kibetza, that's the amount of an egg. So we see that they don't really, according to this, they don't really disagree on what's the sheyesh achila. It's just Rabbi Yehuda holds that it warrants a achila that brings you to a sevia, an achila sheyesh ba sevia, and Rabbi Meir darshins a pasuk a different way. And he just says no, you need an achila. So we learn from here that the achila, that the sheer achila is a kezayis, and in fact the Ov Yisrael, the after of, has an amazing piece in the Likutim on this, and he says that why do Chazal say that the sheer of achila is a kezayis? What's the significance of that? Obviously, there's a big pnimius here. And he explains B'derech Remez that, you know, that Chazal kind of said that there's two aspects of the Zayis. That if you look at different Makoros throughout Chazal, there's two things that the Olive seems to be doing. Right? And those two things are opposites. Because one is that the Zayis is considered Kasha L'Shekha. Right? It causes forgetfulness. And the other one is that the shemen that comes from the zayis is good, and that's called, you know, tov lezikaron. That's good for your memory, right? So, right, there's Gemara in Horios. So that Gemara, you know, says that there's two different aspects that come out of the olive, right? Meaning the zayis itself, when it's the way it is, when it's mechuberes beklipa, when it's connected to its shell, so then it's still very bitter and it's not sweet, and then it causes you to forget things. But once you learn how to take out the insides through, you know, grinding it and crushing it, then all of a sudden it becomes sweet and you get shemen zayis, which is a beautiful and yafa thing, and it's yafa lezikar. So it explains the after of dafka, shir achila is what is a kizayis, is kizayis. It's just like a zayis. Meaning, achila itself can be like a zayis. That if you do achila in a way that it's mechuber, that it's connected to klipa, that it's connected to the externality of it, then it's going to be a bitter thing. If you let your achila become a totally gashmiistic endeavor, if you say my achila is something that now I'm going to be engaging with, and I'm just going to be fulfilling my taiva, so then it's going to be kashash al shechcha. It's going to be bad for you. It's going to be a negative experience. It could be harmful. It would be bitter. Right? Because the shir achila could be kezayis. But the shir achila could also be kezayis in the good way. Why? That if you figure out how to get to the pnimius of it and grind on and extract from it what you need to, and say my entire experience eating is also so that I'll have a little bit of energy to, you know, I'm going to go daven later, I'm going to learn later, I'm going to do a chesed later. And also I'm going to enjoy Hashem's world and make a bracha and, you know, grow closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And also I'm going to, you know, eat some a little bit less, you know, hangry, and I don't snap at my coworkers or my friends because, you know, I'm well fed. If you put a lishma into it, if you know how to get to the pnimius, just like the pnimius of the olive, then the shir achila could be kezayis. Then the shir of achila will be like a zayis that you know how to get to the pnimius and extract it. Right? The word maichal, food, mem aleph chaf lamed is the same gematria as havaya adnos. Right, that it could be a yichud between Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei and Alpha and Nun Yud. Right, the way Hashem's name is spelled and the way it's read. Why specifically food? Because food has both aspects. And, you know, it could be, you could look at food in a very external way, or you could say that, no, even though this appears in an external way, there's a pnimius, a way that it could tap in deeper. And that's what it means, Havaya and Adnas, right? That when you see Shem Hashem, you pronounce it Alpha and Nun Yud. But if you know the pnimius, you know that really it's Yud Kei Vav Kei. We just don't pronounce that. And there's something lying deeper. So the beautiful idea from Ma'apta Rav that Shir Achila Kizayis means that the, you know, we have to kind of be Mesha'er our own Achila and recognize that it's Kizayis, that it's like a Zayis, that just like a Zayis has some qualities of being good, just like a Zayis has some qualities of being bad, and it's all about if you know how to extract it and if you know how to engage with it, so to Achila, if you know how to extract the good from it, you know how to engage with it in a ruchnistic way, it won't be a negative thing, it won't be a physical thing that takes you down, rather it can be a spiritual experience that raises you up.